Hi listeners, and welcome to our latest podcast. I'm here with Ayrshire's very own Yasmin Galloway. Hi Yasmin.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yes, very well.
So, tell me, returning to our next performance on the 2nd of April, how was the show in February for you?
I loved doing the show in February, despite being very jet-lagged. it was so nice to perform to a home crowd, and it was such a warm audience. It was a really, really lovely atmosphere, and it was a good night. I can't wait to get to Ayrshire again and do that.
Did you have a favourite part of the show for you?
Probably duetting with my husband
yeah.
on stage, because we haven't ever done that before. It was really special, especially because we'd just come back from honeymoon and everything. And I don't know, it's just nice chemistry, and I felt like the audience felt that banter between us, that, you know, there was real bits of, especially when we did People Say We're in Love and we're a bit argumentative with each other. I think people could probably see the reality in that.
No, I enjoyed it. I thought it was good, the last show. I thought everyone was so different, but yet it was bringing variety to the show. And I loved to do it with you and Colin. It was really, really nice. And it brought something different to the show on the night. And now, I've got a question for you. Mm-hmm. Your friends and family turned up at the last show. What did they say about the show? Did you get any feedback? Did they enjoy it? Or...
Yeah, they absolutely loved it. Some extended family actually hadn't had the chance to see me perform. Like my auntie, who lives in Stewarton. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's things... Like, this is amazing for people like that who have not been in a production that's really been reachable for them,
mm-hmm.
because there isn't that much comes to the area. So it was really nice for people that hadn't had the chance to see me perform before they came, and that was nice for them and that was nice for me. So, you know, that's another reason it's special to me that it's happening in Ayrshire.
Yeah. Did they like it because it was closer to home, or did they, what did they say? Because I know Girvan's quite far away from Irvine. But did they find it was okay, like, for them, time-wise, getting to the venue and that?
Yeah, they had a great night out. You know, it wasn't too far for them to get home, and it's not, like, sort of Glasgow traffic or anything. Yeah. You don't have that kind of problem. And they loved the venue itself, thought it was really intimate, and they could, you know, see what was going on really well and everything. And they loved the restaurant as well, the Duncan's Bar and Bistro.
Oh!
A cheeky pre-theatre deal there as well.
Yeah, did they go for the $9.95 two-course meal?
Yes, so we made like a full night of it. They said the food was really good and ever since. So.
Yeah, now those Duncan's Bar and Bistro, they do like, for any listener that doesn't know, they do a special meal deal that's inside the Harbour Arts Centre. But what seems to happen is everybody pre-books it separately ahead of time. So you need to get in there quick to book your table to make sure that you can eat in time for the show. So I'm glad that they managed to get... a space and have a nice meal.
Yeah, no. It makes a night of it, and you don't want to eat too early, you know, so I think that helps.
Yeah, and it adds something different, do you know what I mean? It's not like you're just going to see a show. It kind of gives you, like, an extra 2 hours to kind of sit and chat to your friend or family member.
Exactly, it really makes it a full night out of the experience.
See, that's what I like about it. I like a good meal and a nice theatre show. Something
and
different.
A cheeky glass of wine.
I'm there with you, my friend. Now, for those that did come to the show and saw your film of the backstage before the show, can you give us an exclusive and tell us what songs we can expect to hear from you at the next show?
Yes, mm-hmm. I can maybe reveal a couple of things.
Okay.
I think quite a few of us that are performing have picked some songs from the films,
mm-hmm.
songs that people know and people love. I've picked an absolute classic to take on, doing a little number from Evita. So looking forward to taking on that iconic role.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And also a more modern film that's been released a few years ago is Nine the Musical, so I'll be doing a wee number for that as well. But keep the rest a surprise for now.
Okay. No, both sound amazing. I'm well up for day two. I don't think MD's done anything from Nine previously or Evita.
Oh,
so I think you're gonna be the first.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it. Now we have a little special because this is your first time working with the lovely Adam Scott Pringle, who's also from Girvan. Now, how did that come about? How do you know each other?
Well, Adam and I did many, many shows together as children and teenagers, in school shows at Girvan Academy. We, yeah, the music department there had us right roped into all of that, and we loved it so much. Joined the local musical society as well. So yeah, we were both in a lot of shows with Girvan Musical Society. I think if I remember right, I joined it first to do Annie when they needed all girls. And then the next year they were doing Oliver and they were like, we need boys, we need boys. And I knew Adam from school, so I said to him to come along and the rest is history.
I know, because he went down to London to train. You went to Royal Welsh, and look at you now, being on shows, you're working in industry. It's amazing to hear, because we don't hear a lot of that in Ayrshire. It's just like, oh, it's just stuff that other people do, isn't it? But it's good to hear
No.
that there are people local in Ayrshire that do go on, and it's good to kind of get them to come back, because Adam's coming up from London, you're coming over again. So it'd be nice to give our local audience, local actors who perform in front
Exactly,
of.
yeah, and I think it's, maybe a bit inspiring, a bit of something to work towards for young people in Ayrshire if they're interested in that kind of thing, and think, well, I'm from this area, there's not too much, but getting involved in a local society, a youth theatre or something like that can it can just push you on your way, and that's definitely what started me off and Adam off, and obviously led us to then go into it as a career, so I think that's nice to hear as well for
I
young
just
folk.
realised, because Stephanie's back, I'm going to do some numbers, and then we've got you and Adam. This is going to be our first all Ayrshire cast.
My goodness.
I know, I just realised that when I'm speaking to you. I'm like, oh my gosh, we've never
I
had an
know, I
all
didn't
Ayrshire
even
cast.
think.
I'm well impressed
Fantastic.
now. For anybody listening, tickets are on sale. As of today, doing this interview with Yasmin, 3/4 of the tickets are sold. So tickets will soon be limited. So we kind of urge you to get them sooner rather than later, so that you can get a guaranteed place on the night. Now, Yasmin, if people want to buy tickets, how do they do it?
You can head to trusty internet and go onto capoldrocks.com and book your tickets online that way. Or if you prefer the more old-fashioned way, you can get on the phone the Harbour Arts Centre on 01294 274 059.
Alternatively, you can go into the Harbour Arts Centre, or you can book on either the Harbour Arts Centre's Facebook page or Cap of the Rock's Facebook page. So there's plenty of links there to get you
Loads of
signed
options.
up. Loads of options. So hopefully we'll see you all then on the 2nd of April, and you'll get to see an all Ayrshire cast. I'm super excited now. I can't believe I didn't think about this sooner. The penny drops. And you'll see myself and the lovely Yasmin Galloway live in person at the Harbour Arts Centre. Thank you very much, Yasmin, and we look forward to seeing you on the 2nd.
Can't wait, looking forward to
See you soon. Bye.
it. Yeah.